Welcome back to Sweet But Salty, the bliss point of podcasts. I cannot believe I'm doing this. I'm talking about my first time. My first time watching Berserk. And if you don't know what Berserk is, it's an anime. It's a manga. And there were three movies that came out that were sort of the prequel of the entire story. And I watched them. And now I'm traumatized and I have changed a lot. Yeah. So in this episode, which is also a video on my YouTube channel, which you can check out, I'm talking about my thoughts on Berserk and the experience of watching it. And I really hope you enjoy this. The experiences have sunken in. I have taken my time to process everything. I think it took me 3 weeks to get over the experience. What a crazy story, and what a crazy build-up to that moment of, we all know what happens, insane. I was deeply moved, and I want to applaud the storytelling at this point, because the dynamic was so intense. There were really quiet moments and very thoughtful conversations, and I really appreciate how the characters are designed so thoughtfully and how they are so charismatic and so three-dimensional. And I want to talk about the theme of having a dream first, because I think that's really cool. So obviously Griffith is the one with the dream, and he is striving for greatness. He wants to achieve what he has set out to achieve from a very young age, and basically he's ready to do anything and everything for it. I think working for someone else's dream, which is basically what Guts, Casca, and everyone else are experiencing, is something that we all experience, or a lot of us experience in our day-to-day lives, because we work for bosses and we work at companies. It's really that. We work for them, and they're neither friends nor equals. And I think this topic of friendship and how it's played out in the movies is so deep, because there's obviously some kind of, I don't want to say misunderstanding, but different viewpoints, because Guts starts seeing Griffith as a friend, but the other way around, and that is revealed when he talks to Princess Charlotte about what he's going through and what he's experiencing. He actually states that he doesn't see Guts and anyone else as an equal. But what we also see, and I'm a huge Guts fan, not gonna lie, is that he becomes stronger and stronger, and he's able to overpower Griffith. So he beats him physically. He gains power over his men while Griffith is imprisoned and being tortured a lot. And he wins the love of Casca. So he basically takes over different aspects of Griffith's life and his power. I think that's one of the big reasons why we see the end that we see in that movie. And as you can tell, I'm trying to rationalize a lot that has happened. I'm trying to distance myself from it because the emotions are just overwhelming. The other day I just sat in my room crying because I was so touched by the story. And I mean, it's such a touching love story also between Casca and Guts, and the reason it's so touching is because it's true love. There is no one pressuring them. There is no reason for them to like each other than genuine sympathy and love and admiration for each other, and that's so beautiful. And for someone else, Griffith, to go in and ruin that, try to ruin it, it's like the worst thing. And to me, he's a huge coward. I can't stress it enough, and I can't say it in a different way. He's a coward. He doesn't even fight Guts himself at the end. He uses monsters to do that, and Casca to get revenge. Because basically Guts took away everything that Griffith ever wanted and had. And on top of that, he lost his beauty, he lost his charisma, he can't talk anymore, and he lost his physical strength through being tortured. And that was definitely his own fault. And we'll get to the topic of free will. But to me, using Casca to revenge Guts and to get back to both of them at the same time is kind of the cheapest thing Griffith could have done. It's like he's, I don't have words for this. He tries to get back his power over Casca by literally abusing his physical strength to make her small. And it's so ironic because he used to be the one who saved her from experiencing what he's doing to her now. And he basically made her who she was because she gained strength through him. She became stronger. She believed in herself. She became a fighter. And he knows her weak spot. He knows exactly what she's afraid of. And he used that against her. And from the perspective of a woman, I don't have words for it. It's like the worst thing ever. When I sat there and I watched it, I was like, no way. And her being saved by him, or like him stepping in when she was young and giving her strength, was like the reason why she was so infatuated with him. And like people saying she enjoyed it, dude, she is mentally broken afterwards. How could she have enjoyed it? She basically went through the trauma of her childhood through the man she trusted and admired, who's now doing to her what she's most afraid of and traumatized by. So no, she did not enjoy it. She's mentally completely devastated. Totally understandable that she is. And can we talk about Guts stepping in? He literally loses physical parts of himself because he wants to save this woman that he loves. And I'm almost crying right now because that's so... it's romantic. It really is romantic. And I can like only imagine what that feels like, watching another person, the person you love most, being hurt so much. That's so awful. And on the topic of free will that I stressed before, it was Griffith's choice to go to Princess Charlotte at night and to do what he did. And he had to bear the consequences for that, which were very, very extreme and like over the top. But it was his choice to do what he did. It was his choice to go after his dream. And in the end, it was his choice to choose the dark side. I mean, of course, he was in a position where he had nothing left, but his actions leading up to that moment were totally in his power. So I believe that it was his free will that led him to that point. And now we're getting very philosophical because I believe in free will. I don't know if you've ever heard of Carl Gustav Jung, but he was a very famous psychologist and psychoanalyst. And he said something along the lines of, if you don't make the unconscious conscious, it will basically direct your life and you'll call it fate. So I think the idea of fate that is being shown in that anime and manga series is very interesting. Because, of course, we see dark forces stepping in and it's a whole different level. I mean, it's like over the top crazy. But the underlying motivations and the reason why Griffith has developed that dream when he was young and chosen to go after what he wanted so much, those are so interesting. And I believe that it was his free will to choose that over and over again, because you choose your actions over and over again every single day. And we see such a huge change in Guts. At the beginning, he was a lonely wolf, basically. And we see him transitioning to being a role model for his men and falling in love, even if he had experienced such a huge amount of trauma in his own childhood. He falls in love with Casca and he's ready to give everything to save her. I mean, talk about free will, right? So maybe fate is just a very cheap excuse for wrong behavior. And I'll just leave it at that. You think what you think. I think we're all responsible for our own actions. And even in that fictional world, that's still the case. So that's my take on that. And I think that was it. That was my take on Berserk. I could talk about the emotional troubles I went through a lot, but I'm okay now. I'm really okay. And I really hope that I could just shed some light on my personal thoughts and what this series can teach us and tell us, and I really think it's a great piece of work and piece of art. Now, thank you so much for tuning in. I really hope you liked this. If you did, please make sure to rate my podcast wherever you are listening. That would help me out a lot. Make sure to subscribe and to recommend this to someone you know. And I really hope you enjoyed this very special episode, which came with a very special teaser, of course. But yeah, don't be mad at me. Sex sells, you know. All right, thank you. Stay tuned. Bye.